The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 14th of December 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week. Expanded product line for Christmas, and of course, expanded walk-in humidor, and of course, always great customer service.
Oh, yeah.
Tobacco and Brew.
Man.
Good morning,
and
Sue.
And they really have done a
good
great
morning.
Job.
Good morning.
How are you? Sue's with us this
I'm
morning.
I'm great.
Jared. Okay. Jared was injured.
Uh-oh.
Not badly, but it was enough to keep him from coming in today. He called me, you know, yesterday, and the day before yesterday, and he said, I don't, you know, so.
But did he fall down the ladder from the Christmas tree lights?
No, he didn't do that. No, I didn't do that. But I know what he has, and it's painful. And
did
it's,
he fall?
You know, it's kind of, it's a rib thing.
Uh-oh.
You get a rib injury. You there's nothing you can do about it except work your way through it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, good morning,
but
everybody.
We get Sue.
Yes.
We have Sue, because Sue does the news, and she comes in, she waves at us, and pow, out the door. But now we have her for a whole 2 more hours.
Yes. Well, good morning. And we know, Sue, we just love you doing the Sue McClain News Hour. And, you know, this is what we love about our team. We talked about it last night, that we're so very honored to have really great people around us. We, you know, every day we scoot closer. We scoot closer to our, our goals, which is, you know, of course,
new studios, FM.
Electronics coming in.
Uh-huh.
And with us this morning, but first I want to go with the weather. So I just want to, you keep pointing over. I know that there's a dog in here, but I have my
there's
little
also,
ritual
she
too.
She has to leave at a certain time.
I got it. But,
okay.
You know, meanwhile, as you're talking about the world, I'm going to do the weather. Rain today with our highs of 53 and our lows of 42, and Saturday is going to be high of 53 with
welcome
a chance
to my
of
world
showers.
Here.
And Saturday night is going to be 45. You have things if you don't like it when you get, you know, off your little rhythm. Sunday's going to call for heavy rain with a high of 54 and lows of 42. And Monday will be chance of showers with a high of 55. And Monday night will be a low of 40. So we have rain and heavy rain to the weekend. And the weather's brought to you by Shots to Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now, sitting before us is our beautiful Amy from Haven Humane.
Good morning.
Who is sharing with us. Shares with us. She shares a lot of things with us.
She's just fun.
I have like zero boundaries. I'm sorry. I have a really cute dog with me today.
You do.
So I have Susie. Susie is a McNab mix, which is a herding dog. So kind of the, you know, collie family. She's got a little curled up tail. She's on the smaller side. She probably only weighs about 45, 50 pounds.
Black and white. And she looks like white. She looks kind of like a herding dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She loves to roll on her back.
Yes.
It's just, I saw her this morning on the news, and here she is now on her new. But what that shows is happiness.
Yeah.
Just contentment and mm-hmm. happiness, right?
Yep.
Just
yep.
rolling around, smiling.
It's their most vulnerable state, so dogs don't normally show you their belly unless they're comfortable with you. So when dogs, like, pass out, just flayed open, you know what I mean? They're just, their legs are up all over the place. It's actually a sign of comfort, because scared dogs will sleep in a ball to protect mm-hmm. themselves, because that makes them less vulnerable to prey. So if they're not feeling like they have anything to worry about with you, they'll sleep or show you their belly kind of thing. So
what have you seen?
I wonder if people do that.
It's the holidays. So many people, like, you know, we're trying to say, don't buy a puppy, go adopt.
Yes.
We say that all the time. What do the holidays right now at Haven? Tell us what's happening at Haven currently.
So we are still doing Stuff the Bus. The bus has already been stuffed, but we're still collecting toys. So any new unwrapped children's toy, it's $25 for dog adoptions and $10 for cats. So that's still going on. We do let people know, you know, that dogs and cats aren't Christmas gifts. They are a lifetime commitment. So if you want to get an animal for the holidays, that is totally fine. If your family as a unit has decided that they would like to adopt an animal and they can all come and meet them and and, you know, really choose who you want to take home, then, yeah, definitely come down and see what we have. We have a really full shelter right now, so I know we have a lot of really cute faces that are looking for, you know, forever homes that have been with us for a while now. So if you are planning on adopting a pet, now is the perfect time to do it because we do have that the discount, and also, you know, close to the holidays, you'll give a loving pet a home for the holidays. So
Susie, is that her name?
That's
Susie.
Her name, yeah. She's okay, about Susie, 3 years old.
Susie comes up, and you come up. She just licks your fingers, mm-hmm. and she says, I really like you.
Yeah. I mean, so she's a bit of a wild child, but only in that that's kind of around her breed. She's very energetic, so she won't need, like, an athletic home. But she loves children, and she does great with other dogs. So she'll fit in just about anywhere. And I think having another dog.
Yeah. And she needs to have a yard or something because she does have lots of energy because that's the way they do have them. And
yeah.
If they don't get out regularly, they get bored.
Yeah. So and so
then they start looking for things to do.
Yeah. And you don't want dogs looking for things to do.
No. You want them
to be
just happy.
Because your idea of a good time is not the same thing as their idea. Theirs is eating your couch. Chewing the drywall right off your wall.
You come,
that's their idea.
You come home and there's five rolls of toilet paper.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's scattered in one spot. But and then they have an innocent look on their face going, what?
I was bored. Yeah. Where were you, man?
Anyway.
So yeah, Susie's available for adoption today. And we also
if you bring a toy down, it'd be $25.
$25 plus $10 for her licensing.
There you go.
We also have a really fun event coming up on January 5th. We have our Zumba Bash, which got canceled during the car fire because it was like right around the car fire. So it actually worked out perfect. So if you ate like way too much Christmas dinner, now you can come in and work it off with us. And it's always like a really fun time.
It is.
It is really fun. It's like ridiculous fun. And it's even if you're not crazy about Zumba, it's just fun to go and dance and watch everybody get really into it. And, you know, alcohol helps. And they serve that there. So
they do. So great. Thank you so much.
You're helping. You're helping pups.
Yeah.
Shaking your booty and helping the.
You've been. I hope they don't play baby. It's cold outside.
You've been getting up all week at 3 in the morning to go out there and help them rescue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless you for that.
Well, thank you.
Because you're traveling everywhere.
I do. I get around in the sense that I am all over the place a lot of the time. So with 20-plus animals at a time. So it's the crazy life I lead.
And our little buddy over there still is just, you know, looking. He's laying in she's laying on her side, and all she's doing is looking in her eyes. So she is a happy and content dog. Mm-hmm.
She hasn't met a stranger yet, so.
Here's a chance to get a great, great, great friend for Christmas that's going to be around for a long time. Amy, thank you.
Thank
of
you
course.
So much, Amy.
Have a good weekend, guys.
All right. We'll have a Merry Christmas. Oh,
and
we'll
see
you before
that.
We'll see
we have another Christmas. Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. You have a whole other week to decide what you're getting me.
Yeah,
so don't worry about it.
Well, no, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy.
I am not easy to shop for.
We've got it narrowed down to the Ferrari and the and a bag of coal. So it's up to you.
Meanwhile, when it comes to Christmas presents and everything, I want to let you all know that I'm giving tickets away this morning. I'm very excited. Three different fabulous tickets. And we have about a minute left, so before we do, can I do this now or should I wait?
I think it's a great idea.
I am going to give two tickets away to the Cascade Theater, A Christmas Story, Sunday night. That's this Sunday night. The party starts at 6, the movie's at 7:30. And this is I'm going to be singing before the show. And with my little Ladybot and the Bluebirds, and we're really excited about that Christmas Story. You know, it's a wonderful movie. So two free tickets for that.
The one about the little boy who wants to get the Ralphie wants to get the Red Ryder BB gun.
605-4567.
Free. Okay. Hey, you know, one of the great things about Christmas is the idea that you can go down to the Target Shopping Center and go into the Sleep Number store and buy yourself a minimum of 10 years. I just say 10 years. I don't know how long the beds last because we've had ours for going on 5 years and have had no problems with it. It works perfectly. So how much does a great night's sleep mean to you, especially through the holidays when everything's going on? And it's not just you. It's also the kids and other people. Like right now, my sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 55. But tonight, I can change it if I want. Linda can change it the way she wants. This is the only bed that you can adjust both sides to a different firmness so you can sleep better. The new beds are so smart, these Sleep Number 360s, is that they even move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably through the night. come in and see the newest Sleep Number 360 smart beds. It's not just a bed. It's a way of life, really, for you. And now through December 24th, you can get special financing for 48 months on all beds with a Sleep Number credit card, subject to credit approval, of course. Equal monthly payments required. All of this is at the Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center.
And congratulations, Terry. Terry won the tickets? Where's Terry on the phone?
Oh, he won the ticket.
Okay, congratulations. Terry won the ticket.
Yeah, 60 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 14th of December. We're getting ready to take a break. It is 37 degrees, going up to 53 today. We're going to have rain. It's going to be rain tomorrow, rain Sunday. But that's good, as long as it's not real heavy rain. We'll be right back.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Celebrate the holidays with the Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more, and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at ReadingCivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, when you talk to Jeff about Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster's Windshield Repair, you're talking about the best. You know, nobody does it any better than Jeff Wirtz. He's been in this business a long time, and he cares about his customers. He cares about the safety of the family, because with a little chip, it looks like a little chip, but that thing could crack and fracture in a heartbeat going down the road if something hits it. Get those little chips fixed. Or if you have a crack in your windshield, Jeff can fix cracks over 2.5 feet in length. But he's not going to waste your time. You're going to bring it in there. He's going to look at it. And he says, yeah, I can fix this, and I guarantee it for life. If he can't, he'll tell you that. So, again, a man of integrity, a true professional, and a veteran, Jeff Wirtz. Give him a call at 241-8373 or head on down to his store, his shop at 3208 South Market Street. That's Jeff Wirtz at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, two deaths that we were talking about. Sandra Locke, if you don't, Clint Eastwood is in the news again lately because of this movie he's made called The Mule. They're saying this is a tremendous movie, that he is back, that this is, this could be an award-winning movie. And it's a story of an older, and it's based on a true story of an older man that's running drugs up and down the freeway there. And, you know, Clint Eastwood is 88 years old.
Yeah, he is.
Old.
He's 88 going
years. And
for
you
it.
Know what? He looks like he's 88 in this movie. He's, you know, it's there's not any, you know, they're not making him look better in this movie. So, but Sandra Locke was his girlfriend, his amigo, his partner for 13 years, and they made 6 movies together. She had cancer years ago, and it appears that it came back, and age 74.
Too young.
Yep. And you said Nancy Wilson.
Yes, I just read that Grammy-winning Nancy Wilson. I love, she's got a great style. As a matter of fact, she's won Sarah Vaughan. There were a few that when, you know, because I grew up listening, in the country, I grew up on records, and I listened to Edie Gourmet and Barbara Streisand. And so you kind of emulate when you listen to somebody and they get into your system. It's hard when you're 7 and 8 and you're listening to records like I did to not emulate those singers. So anyway, I started listening to more of the soulful singers when I was, 17? And Nancy Wilson was one of them. I always loved her style. So she's just recently passed on, too. So we always get this time of year, we start seems really like, reflecting on...
Well, yeah, it seems like there's more at this time. We've lost friends this year. Maybe more this year than I can remember in a long time. Moving on. Yesterday's show with John Dunlap on it about the location of Costco has just led to a lot of other things going on. Barry Tippin will be coming on the show, and he'll also be bringing the chief traffic engineer with him. So we can discuss the questions about the traffic. There's some really a lot of pertinent questions about traffic out there. I also talked to to Walt McNeil, who is the attorney for the Levinsons, about them saying that it's that place out there is going to be shovel-ready by this summer. Well, I don't know if that, you know, that's what they're saying, is saying that, you know, maybe this should be revisited out there. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on. But we want to keep moving on this so that people can understand the ramifications of all the different viewpoints of the putting Costco and other buildings, other stores out there at that one location and the impact it can have on our community. And I'm not just talking about the community that's around there. I'm talking about the whole community. Is it going to be one of positive? Is it going to be a positive outcome for everybody, a win-win? Or is it going to be, you know, win-win for most but a loss for the people that live out there? I don't know, but we're going to find out. We're going to keep on this until we can get all of the information out to you all so you can see what's going on with it. As you heard, Dunlap did not rule out a law or a court case, but he did say that they would never do the now this is what he says, and he's the chairman of the coalition, said that they would not bring it up for a vote. Too expensive. Okay. The other thing that's going on is the raising of the dam. They had their first meeting.
Okay.
And the raising, of course, of the Mount Shasta Dam. And there's the government's paying, the feds are going to put in like $20 million, but I think other people have to pay the rest, or having to pay in a lot more, because it's going to be like a $1.5 billion project. And a group out of Fresno have said that, hey, we'll help pay for it too. But that's got people excited, because there's been this group out of Fresno, this water company, has caused a lot of consternation with people also. Bottom line is, you raise it up 18 and a half feet. One, it breaks the California law because it's going to bring water back into the McLeod River, and McLeod River is protected. It's against the law to do this. Mm. So that right there is a big one. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife says the salmon are not helped by the dam, which is one of the big things. They said, oh, we got
right.
this will help the salmon.
Right.
Well, U.S. Fish and Wildlife said that's not going to help the salmon. And the positive parts on it, as somebody pointed out there, was that, you know, for recreation, it's going to be, a you know, more water, bigger lake. So for recreation to be there, but you've got to protect not only the businesses that are there right now,
right.
but also the Winnetou tribe
yes.
who are going to lose even more property
yes.
and more sites. This is just going to, you know, this thing, I'm not sure about the raising of the dam where, you know, we should be putting money into other reservoirs as it's going downstream. So they can just catch it and
right.
hold it.
Right.
All right.
Right.
I know you got some more tickets to give away.
I do, but I also want to talk about something. It's not how fast you can save your car insurance, but how fast you'll be able to recharge the electric cars of the future. According to this article, when you do get your new, which is the way that we're all going, we are going to be at
forced into it.
Battery operated cars.
At some point, we'll be
15
forced
minutes.
Into it.
It takes 15 minutes. So by the time you go get a cup of coffee and say hello to a
with
friend.
With the new charging.
With the okay. new, that's what they're talking about.
Okay.
It's a GT concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all kinds of things in the news today.
Well, but wait a minute, that was it?
I mean, that was it.
Nothing
well,
about, you said about insurance, too. Is your insurance going down on those? Or
No, but according to this one-liner in this article, it said... okay, you would ask me to do that now.
Sorry. You can go on. Move on.
Okay, thanks.
It was above that.
Thank you.
There it is.
It says, shows off the electric future in the e-tron GT concept.
Okay.
It says, no, it's not how fast you can save car insurance on car insurance, but how fast you'll be able to recharge the electric cars of the future.
15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
Okay. So, we also know in the headline news, five things you need to know, Trump, bomb threats, U.S. Senate, France, and gun deaths. Which one do you want to cover? All right. I mean, it's, yeah. The suspect in the Strasbourg Christmas market shooting is dead.
Oh, they catch him?
Shot by police in a street not far from the market. Police recognized him as he walked down the street, so they approached him. He opened fire, and they fired back.
Yeah, I bet that happened.
You're saying gun deaths in the U.S. reached a record high. I know how you feel about this, because gun deaths could be self-inflicted.
27,000 were out of the 30-something thousand.
It says almost 40,000 people died in gun violence in 2017, according to data analyzed by the CDC.
Well, and when you get into this, you need to read the whole thing besides just the headline. I'm not saying you, but everybody. Because as Sue pointed out today, I think it was 27,000?
Over 27,000 of those were suicides.
Over 27,000 of those were suicides. Now, when you take into the rest of them, of how many people have been killed in Chicago, Dallas, and all these in gang fights, you know, that's thousands more. And then you have, the police, you have citizens protecting themselves, police doing things. And then there's accidents. Yes, there are accidents. So, when you need to break all that down when you say that, because the murder rate is going down
right.
in this country.
It is.
And, you know, yeah. As
but that
we point
doesn't,
out.
That's not in this article. This is just the top five things. This is according to, again,
CNN. Right.
I do the five things that you need to know today, and this is their headlines, that's what it is.
The Clinton News Network.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Did you hear how they weren't very nice to Melania Trump? They're like, but you know, are they ever?
But see,
no.
You know, this is the other thing, too, is that they're pointing out is no other first lady has been abused like Melania Trump. And
no.
What exactly has she done except she speaks five languages? Yes, she has an accent, but they make fun of her accent. They go after their kid, Barron. Now, when did they say, you know, you remember when the Carters, when somebody said something about Amy Carter, the place erupted. And said they'll never say anything. And then they said something about the Obama kids. Okay, they're off limits, You never heard another thing. Rosie O'Donnell says that Barron Trump is autistic at the beginning. I mean, the first week of the presidency. And she kind of apologizes. But when does it say
right
that
now?
12 or 13-year-old young boys can be attacked like this? You know, it's another indictment of the low threshold of journalism today, when you can do things like this and just feel like it's okay. And you pointed out the other day, when's the last time you saw a picture of Melania Trump on a cover of a magazine?
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
And she's such a fashion plate. She's so beautiful.
When you get on
okay, Sue, off air, because we're going to take a break, and we've got to take a break quickly. Tonight, we will be there. We encourage, we're going to take the second caller, because it's the Mariachi Los Camperos Fiesta Navidad. It's going to be the Grammy-winning mariachi big band. They also sang and played on Linda Ronstadt's album. They will be. It's going to be fabulous. I love this kind of music. It's going to be full of heart. And that's tonight at doors open at 6, 7 p.m. I have two tickets. Second caller is going to get those tickets for tonight. Go out and have a good time. And broaden your culture. We're going to learn a lot of stuff tonight about the culture of the of Mexico and all the mariachis and all that stuff. So, again, it's the Fiesta Navidad Mariachi Los Camperos. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96000.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Friday, the 14th of December. 37 degrees going up to 53 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Anderson, Anderson Business, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and also has payment plans. This portion of the show brought to you by, also by friends over at Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business, for over 25 years here in the Redding area. It can handle any type of heating or cooling systems. They work in hours. They do very, very good work, very fair prices. 221-2642 is the phone number, or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Now, we have two more tickets to give away to the Mariachis. So if you didn't get it last time and want to give us a call at 605-4567, that is tonight at the Reading Civic Auditorium, presents Mariachi Los Camperos, Fiesta Navidad. And the show starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. So if you missed out on the last time we gave these away, call again, 605-4567, and you'll go home with
tickets. And you know the Civic. The Civic always brings in great concerts. They bring in incredible. These guys are Grammy Award-winning.
Right.
Yeah, and they played on the Linda Ronstadt when she did her album in Spanish because that's part of her culture. So, you know, they have won Grammys with their own album. So it's going to be spectacular. I think people don't really realize how big it is.
Now, this isn't just your four-person mariachi band that has somebody that's pouring tequila what's the other one? Tequila and do we have any more of those giveaway?
Nope.
Okay,
just one more.
It.
Just one more set.
Well, that's what I mean, because we've got a bunch of people calling right
now.
We got
tickets, other tickets, but not for the mariachis.
Okay.
Just
all
one
right.
more set.
So somebody just won the mariachis.
Pretty coveted.
Yeah, this isn't four guys walking around with a guitar and a trumpet, and the other guy has a bottle of tequila and the margarita mix, one in each hand, and you put your head back, and they pour them both in your mouth while they're blowing on a whistle. You've never done that?
No, but I've seen some great mariachi groups before. Yeah, probably, if you can remember it.
I remember most of it. All right. Hey, you know what? Okay.
Okay, Chad.
Thank you.
Chad! Our buddy Chad.
Chad. We'll see you tonight at the Mariachi.
Yeah, okay. You got to come by and get the tickets.
Yeah.
Okay. 1326 Market Street.
We're here with Terry Oxley. Now, Terry is the minister out there at True Life Church, and here it is. It's getting close to Christmas, and what an ideal time to talk about the meaning of Christmas.
Yeah,
and I mean, so many times you know it starts in, Halloween, but for sure around Thanksgiving
or before
Thanksgiving. You know, the trees are going up, and sometimes the Black Friday, the Cyber Monday, get all this stuff, and I mean, you get inundated by commercials.
Yeah, that's really Christmas, isn't it?
Well, you know,
beating each other up in the malls to try to get the discount.
Oh yeah, that one. Okay, you know, when you said you're going in there, well, we have some doorbusters. No, you have some facebusters out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I mean, what do you tell your congregation, or what do you tell people about Christmas, Terry?
Well, when we're talking about Christmas, we're talking about the reason we celebrate Christmas. And we that study know that Jesus really wasn't born at this time of year, but it's the time that we have chosen to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who came to this earth to live, to teach. But he had a design, and that was to die for our sins. So that's what Christmas is all about, the birth of Jesus, who would eventually die for our sins so that we might have life if we accept him as our Savior. And that's Christmas. But I love the celebration of Christmas. I really do. I love the... I mean, I'm a Hallmark guy, okay? My wife and I love watching Hallmark. And we know the end before it begins, and we always know they're going to kiss. And we know that if they're getting ready to kiss in the middle of the movie, they're not going to kiss. Somebody's going to walk in. It's going to happen.
Because that's a Hallmark movie.
It's a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Now, it's great, too, for me, because nobody goes to bed with each other. You know, hi, my name is so-and-so, and you get, and the next thing you know, they're coming out of bed together. You know, it's a fun movies, and I enjoy them. We both enjoy them, so we celebrate that. And so it's just, you know, I don't mind the season. I love the fact that people care for each other, that people actually desire to have a better attitude during this time, and many light up the lights, and many do all the things that are Christmassy, and I don't mind that either. I personally don't put up lights.
We do.
But it's not because I disagree with them. It's just because I'm too lazy to get out there.
I'm not sure what lights mean. Are lights, is that the symbol of the star of Bethlehem?
Well,
do you think that's what it is?
I think it's just people decorating their houses. Now, some people put a star up, which is great. Yeah. And sometimes that's the only decoration they have. But you know, it's just like a tree. You can say that, well, a tree has new life and da 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 da. But the truth is, I think it just the way I see it. This, I don't know if it's a fact, but. You know, it's just a time where people celebrate, they decorate, they focus. The sad thing is that so many of these people that are decorating, they're focusing, all this stuff, don't have the foggiest idea of Christmas or care about Christmas or aren't celebrating the birth of Jesus. They're just getting excited about the season and the partying and come on. You're going to go have a Christmas party and you get drunk, smashed, and walk away with somebody that you don't know to spend the night. That's not Christmas. That's not a Christmas party. But... you know, I don't mind the celebration. It's just to celebrate the fact that it's a great season because Jesus was born. But we need to keep focus on that. At least the Christians need to keep focus. And those that are what we would call unbelievers that don't believe in Jesus Christ, they're just going to party no matter what. It's an opportunity.
I find it interesting how they want to, you know, separate this thing. Oh, no, you can't talk about Christ. You can't talk about Christmas. And yet they're more than happy to take off Christmas vacation or take Christmas Day off and all these. Yeah. Because, well, but you don't believe. If you don't believe, well, it shouldn't be a holiday for you then, right?
Yeah.
Well, of course, that doesn't go anywhere. What I like to see is when you go to church and you have them talking about this.
You've been in church?
I've been in church.
Oh, gosh.
When I was in Iraq, I went to church a lot.
How old was I? 3, 4? I'm just kidding.
I've gone to church most of my life, you know, sometimes more than others. But, you know, my whole life I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe in there's an afterlife. I don't know, if somebody said prove it, I said, you know, it's on faith, you know, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And you either accept that or you don't.
Yeah.
So you either have to accept it or you don't. And if you want some kind of proof, that's, again, you know, if you have to prove something like this, that's all encompassing, then the person you're having to prove it to, it doesn't make any difference anyway, is in my opinion.
Well, you know, they say blind faith, but in reality, it's not blind faith. You're basing your faith on the Word of God that is evidence of what we believe.
Yeah.
And if you study the scriptures and you study the prophecies, come on. I mean, the prophecies that were given hundreds of years, thousands of years before Jesus ever came, described his coming, described how he was going to come. I mean, let's face it, he's walking into Jerusalem when people are screaming and yelling and putting leaves down on the ground. He's walking, or he's sitting on a donkey and coming in. And just all the stuff that happens before that and after that is just like, okay, come on. One guy fulfilling all of these prophecies is impossible. Impossible. And so, I mean, in the scriptures, I mean, come on, let's face it. There's so much evidence there that you just have to say, okay, I refuse to believe anything that I see regarding Christianity because I don't want to believe that.
I think that that's what happens. Because if you believe, that means then you're going to have to change.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are afraid of change. They're afraid to make that move. I'm going to take a break right now. But when we come back, you know, when Christianity... it's taken away. Let's take away all the presents and take away everything else. Even though you're right, I agree with you. This is a time of the year that it really is. You feel people maybe relaxing, maybe reaching out to other people. Not like that everywhere, of course, in our country. But you know, when you take it all away, and you tear it down to its, or you break it down to its most essential elements. Let's talk about that when we come back. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, 2539. I'm sorry. I have new glasses today. I wanted to talk about that, too, before it's too late. Dan does a great job. Is our firearms dealer, Bosty Arms, John and Sarah, been in the business for like 9 years. They built a great business and went on. One, they have always have the guns that you are interested in. They have all the accessories. They have great gunsmithing. They have super, super, and this is the bottom line, customer service. They like their customers. Your customers come in there. They feel comfortable. They don't feel like somebody's talking down to them. They're being, you know, that, you know, sometimes you'll go to a gun store and it's like the, you know, the one waiting on you. It's just kind of like you're doing him a favor, right? It's not like that at Bastiani Arms. Great, great people there. Seth Stoke teaching classes on CCW. Really good classes there from Seth Stoke and also on hunter safety. All of this. And veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 222-8222 is the phone number. And again, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Terry Oxley.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive. drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in the Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The light up the holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walk on
the wow. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the studios of KCNR 1460. 37 degrees out there, going up to 53 today. We're going to have rain later on today and this afternoon, this evening, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday.
Through the weekend.
Through the weekend, mm-hmm. That's right. Maybe off and on, but still rain. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Linda's favorite place to hang out, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. In fact, Leonard's down there, and they're having a big sale. Big Christmas sale
That's
going on.
That's their anniversary.
It's their anniversary
Love
sale
it.
At the same time.
They've been with us since day one.
Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, in fact, I need to go down there and see Leonard taking lunch. Even though that Henry and Rebecca own the place now. Four Winds Jewelry open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. This is the place to go to if you want to buy quality jewelry at really good prices. Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, Linda and I are here with Terry Oxley, who's the minister, the pastor out at True Life Church out in Bella Vista. And we're talking about the meaning of Christmas. And, can people, you see people saying such horrible things about other people. I mean, it just happens. I mean, it just seems like our nation is just angry with each other. I mean, if you say something on Facebook, here it comes. You say something, people can end up in your front yard because they don't like what you say. And what could Christmas do? Really, could Christmas do to kind of to solve this? If people really took a look at what Christmas meant.
I think just the fact that we have Christmas isn't going to help those people. Those people are going to have a revelation mm-hmm. about what Christmas is all about.
And this is people from both sides, by the way. Yeah. This isn't just one side or the other.
I'm one of these guys. I don't believe just because you call yourself a Christian or you go to church once in a blue moon, you're truly a Christian. There's actually, to be a honest, true Christian, there's a transformation in your heart when you give your life to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit comes, dwells within you. When the Spirit of God is living in you, you're convicted when you live and walk in sin. A lot of people go to church just because they've been going to church since they were babies, but never had that revelation that Jesus Christ actually died for my sin. So yes, it can change them, especially if their heart is open to the fact that as a Christian, I'm to love one another, even if I don't like you, I still can love you. And I know that sounds nuts, but
I believe that.
I can love you. I can love you because the Lord loves you. But personally, just get away from me, type of thing. Now, as a real Christian, we want to try to
just get away from me.
Yeah,
I love you. God, yeah. Christ has told me to love you, but stay away from me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and sometimes you have to do that. Now it's your job to try to change that relationship between where you don't want to be with them. Mm-hmm. But some people are just mean. And
there's evil out there.
Yes, there is. And you just being nice to them isn't going to change that meanness to them. The sad thing that we're seeing is how our government is so busy trying to separate church and state, which The Constitution doesn't say. Yeah, and we all know that. Anybody
I think everybody agrees with that.
Yeah,
but, well, no, I guess everybody does not agree with that. But well, no,
some,
I understand.
I think some people know it's a fact, but they still will use that so-called separation of church and state to stop any Christianity from being. Now, if you're of a different religion, that's a different story. It's just Christianity they don't want involved in the schools and things like that. But to quit singing Christmas songs in school and or having a Christmas, hey, if you're celebrating Christmas, then have Christmas songs, you know, Hark the Herald Angels, sing whatever you want to sing. And if you don't want to have Christmas in the school, then just flat don't call it Christmas. Don't let the kids off for Christmas and don't do anything.
I think they don't, in some places, I think they call it the holiday or the holiday tree or things like this. And, you know, it's kind of amazing that, and we were talking about this yesterday, how have we gotten down the road this far? And it started happening probably 20 years ago, and little things were said, and people just let it go, you know, like, okay. Yeah. And it just keeps getting more and more, and now we're at the point where if you do start to fight it, like, and here's a good example. Baby, It's Cold Outside. A song.
Written when?
In the 40s.
Yes.
In the 40s. It was a cute song. It was in the movie. And people are saying it is a sexual assault song. It's a guy trapping a girl there against her will. I mean, and they actually have so politically correct. Some of the stations weren't playing anymore. The one in San Francisco says we're not going to play it anymore. And the public finally stood up. And went in there and went out and said, wrong. You guys have taken it way too far. And now they're playing it again.
Well, you know, and people need to stand up for these kind of things because you have a handful of nuts that will take. You know, I tell my wife this way. I said, it's like people having a filter. If your filter is a good filter, you'll hear songs, you'll hear words spoken, and it filters through your brain, and it comes out nice. But if you have a dirty filter, an ugly filter, no matter what you hear, it's going to be twisted. So you hear this song that was written before, as far as I know, before they were using date drugs and all that. Maybe they had it, but I don't think. But it wasn't even meant to be that way.
No. It's very, you know, we were talking about this the other night, and for the sake of argument, myself and two other women were talking about, one was saying, well, how many times is she saying no? And did you see, you know, it was a particular Fernando Lamas and Esther Williams were doing it together, and he grabbed her arm, and I said, you know, the song in those days, it was cat and mouse. It was very coy. And, you know, this would have been, this kind of was the body language. Mm-hmm. Our body language has very much changed, and it's just, it's cute. It would be like saying, okay, then all of Dean Martin, if you look back at the Dean Martin roast, and you look back at certain things, there's a lot of sexism. There's a lot. But it was depicted of an era, and we are just in a different era. So to ban, it would be like banning any movie where a man, like, shook a woman and kissed her. Boy, gotta ban that now.
Well, what about rap songs? Nobody said anything about rap songs, about banning
and
those.
They are vile.
Well, they're violent, and they're vile at times. And not all of them, of course, but some of them really are. You know, and they demean women. Everybody said this, but do you see anybody talking about banning them?
Yeah.
No, of course not, because it's censorship, and it's like, if you don't like the song, guess what? You just don't listen to it. I do listen to some rap, but
Wait a minute.
No, I
you
listen to some.
Listen to rap.
Some rap.
Okay.
Not all rap, but, you know, you got to figure out some, you know, different. There's different parts of music that do rap. There's a really good one called the Warrior Song from the Marines.
Okay, well, now we know the root of it.
Now, that's a rap song, and, you know, talking about, you know, blood, you know. blood
if it's blood and, getting blowing up something, yeah, that's
but it's
okay.
A, but know, it's but, a rap song. I mean, you know, it's a rap song. It doesn't demean people.
Well, you know, we've come to a place in our society where where people are violent, they're twisted, the morals have fallen through the floor. But it's funny that you know, they're sexually open and to do anything they want to do. Mm-hmm. But yet, I'm offended if you say this. It's like, really? Are you kidding?
I know. Hey, by the way, we have one of our listeners that has said he really likes Terry Oxley's commentary.
Great.
So, you know, and he's the one who pointed out about, you know, everybody's getting excited about a movie, about a song from the 40s, and he pointed out about the rap songs and some of the other songs that are very, and it's not even just rap, there's a lot of other songs that are very explicit when they're, you know, when you hear them on the radio. I mean, and TV shows. TV shows are supposed to be played after 9 o'clock at night are now being played 24 hours a day, yeah. You know, in syndication. Yeah. So you're trying to have explain to your 10-year-old what that means when Charlie Sheen starts talking about, well, whatever he's talking about. And the kid looks at you and goes, what's that mean?
Oh, yes. That's funny. So, I watched a movie on Netflix the other night. Yep. Can I tell you what it was?
It's sure. Got to be quick. Yep.
The Santa Chronicles.
Oh.
With Kurt Russell. I loved it.
Oh, well, Kurt Russell does good movies.
I believe in Santa Claus again.
Yeah,
He was a great Wyatt Earp, and he was a great Santa. If you never go watch that.
Never, ever
watch
stop believing
first,
in Santa,
and
ever.
Then watch the Santa
yeah.
Chronicles.
Yeah, oh, he was great in it.
Carrie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to y'all.
Okay. Hey, we're going to have Jamie Gadaz, when we come back. I probably just butchered her name, who is the owner of Synergy, the first state-sanctioned cannabis facility in Reading. So we'll be right back after the news.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Trump and his longtime personal lawyer seem to have very different versions of what exactly happened during the 2016 campaign.
Michael Cohen tells ABC News that the president directed him to buy the silence of two women because he was concerned about how their stories would affect the election. He says Mr. Trump knew the payments were wrong. But the president tells Fox News Channel that he never directed his lawyer to break the law and says he did nothing wrong. Cohen was sentenced this week to 3 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to several charges, including campaign finance violations and lying to Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. industrial production climbed 0.6% in the latest report on surging output in mines and utilities. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The Federal Reserve says the utility output rose 3.3% as power companies were busier because of unusually cold weather. Mining output rose 1.7% on higher production at coal mines and oil and gas drillers. But manufacturing was flat in November after falling 0.1% in October. Factories are contending with a stronger dollar that makes their products more expensive in foreign markets.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A big Lone Star State welcome yesterday from Governor Greg Abbott after Apple announced it's building a $1 billion plant in Austin.
We might even be able to say Apple is biggest in Texas with Apple having the largest number of employees in any company in Austin, Texas.
The new campus in Austin will start with 5,000 new employees. Austin already has more than 6,000 Apple workers. A big win for Virgin Galactic founder Sir Richard Branson yesterday. His company's tourism spaceship made its flight right to the edge of space.
I couldn't be happier. I suspect, one of the best days of my life. So,
the company plans to eventually take paying passengers on short trips into space for about $250,000 a ticket. More from townhall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max. A patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your own 30-day bottle. When you text the word MASS to 797979, finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone to help you be the man you want to be. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. To try your 30-day bottle, just text MASS to 797979. Text MASS to 797979.
The Christmas market in the French city of Strasbourg has reopened 2 days after an attack carried out by a gunman.
There are signs of normal life returning here in Strasbourg the morning after the end of the manhunt, when 29-year-old Sharif Shakat was shot dead by police on the roadside in the suburb where he was last seen on Tuesday night. This morning, security officials allowed the Christmas markets to reopen, and though the city that promotes itself as the capital of Christmas doesn't feel like that just yet, There are small crowds of people returning. Market traders say the fear factor appears to have put off tourists, but they're relieved to be back in business and that the city has moved on quickly.
As BBC's Gavin Lee reported, a survey suggests the yellow vest protests in France have dealt a big blow to business activity. The so-called Purchasing Managers Index, which measures activity in various parts of an economy, fell to 49.6 in December for France's services sector. That includes tourism and retail. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Russian woman accused of being a secret agent admitted this week that she conspired to infiltrate the American gun rights movement to gather intelligence on conservatives.
Maria Butina was accused of secretly working for the Russian government. Prosecutors allege that a former Russian lawmaker with alleged ties to President Vladimir Putin directed her activities. They say she worked to develop relationships with American politicians through her contacts with the National Rifle Association. Butina was arrested in July. Her lawyer had argued that she was merely a student interested in better relations between Russia and the United States.
That's Rita Foley reporting. A Wisconsin girl who investigators believe was kidnapped after her parents were killed was honored last night at her middle school in Barron. There was a special Christmas tree adorned with messages of hope for her safe return. The event was sponsored in part by Hormel Foods and Jenny O. Turkey, which employed her parents. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Friday, December 14th, 2018, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Walk-in humidor is larger now, enhanced product line, and still great customer service.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome on our beautiful Friday morning. And again, a shout-out to the Chat Pack. Our next guest, we're very excited about having her on in moments. So go to KCNR1460.com and get in, sign up and get into the Chat Pack. We'll engage with you that way as well. But first, let's go to the weathers. Rain today with our highs of 53. It's currently 37 degrees. Showers, then chance of showers again tonight with our lows of 42. Tomorrow calls for a chance of showers with our high of 53 and lows of 45. Sunday, heavy rain is predicted with our highs of 54. Heavy rain on Sunday night, 42. And Monday calls for chance of showers with a high of 55 and our lows of 40. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning. Well, the major averages are in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 261 points at 24,334. The S&P 500 is off 21 points at 2,628, and the NASDAQ Composite losing 45 points at 7,024. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Advanced Micro Devices up 70 cents at 2057, Apple down 392, trading at 166.94, Micron Tech off 7 cents at 34.93. For local stocks of interest, Costco is down $16.26 at 210.28. Did not have good earnings this morning. FedEx off 42 cents at 186.76. Walmart down 77 cents, trading at 92.20. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.89%. And for commodities, prices are lower. Gold is down $8 even at $1,238. Silver down a quarter at $14.62 per ounce. And crude oil down a dollar, trading at $52 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Got any other good news, Susan? Would you like to come over and drive over my foot right now?
It's like a seesaw. Every day you wake up and you go, what's going on today?
I saw Susan yesterday. Just a big smile on her face. I said, how's it going? She goes, oh, yeah, you know what? You know, it's, you know, it's positive. You know, you got to look at it, you know, in that long run type thing and all that kind of stuff. But
long term.
Long term.
Well,
thanks,
Susan. All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye, Susan.
And Vice President of Investments. I mean, this is what you see up and down, reading about it on the all over the internet this morning.
We have friends that are in this type of business, and one of them, not Susan, has developed a tick in, under his left eye. Wells Fargo Advisors, 2705 Park Marina Drive. Right here in Redding. Give her a call at 243-7561. If you're looking for somebody to take a look at your investments, maybe somebody with a fresh eyes there. Okay, Joe Adamson's from Adamson's Peak Performance.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
I hope you're buying that those extra weights for me, because I'm starting, you know, on right after the year. I want, you know, I just don't want any of those little light weights. I want some heavy weights in there. Okay?
We're gearing up for you, man. I've got a whole bunch of new equipment just came in a couple weeks ago. So yeah, we're getting fired up for you.
All right, I want you to widen that door so I can't get my shoulders through there.
Well, we've got a double door.
All right. Okay. That
all
might
right,
work.
Joe. So what's happening with your fitness tip of the week?
Well, you know what? It's that time of year to set some goals, right? So my tip is, when it comes to goal setting, to try and focus primarily on positive versus negative goals. So, for example, when it comes to nutrition, rather than focus, you know, on, okay, I have to cut my calories to 1,200 calories and I can't have this and this and this. Those are hard things. We feel denied and so forth. Instead of doing that, focus on, hey, I'm going to have 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. And as far as exercise, an example would be, hey, I'm going to work out 10 times this week instead, or I'm sorry, this month, 10 times this week. That might be tough. Instead of, hey, I have to burn off 5 pounds on the treadmill this month. So focus on the positive. Another way of putting that would be, focus on your behaviors rather than on outcomes. Behaviors are things that we have direct control over. I have direct control over whether I get to the gym 10 times this month. Whether I lose 4 pounds doing it or not, I really can't directly control that. That's an outcome. So if we do the behaviors correct for long enough and enough of the right behaviors, we're going to probably get the outcomes that we are after. So set those goals, but focus on behavioral goals rather than outcome goals.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
We love that, Joe. I mean, you inspire us. So that's, you know, if you think that we're just right there with you. So,
all right,
Joe Adamson's.
Look forward to seeing Carl in there soon.
I'm just telling you, I want those, and I want fresh weights. I don't want those ones that other people have sweated on.
Oh, God. Well, we'll be hearing from you next Friday. Of course, Friday morning, we always have our fitness tip of the week with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's
Gives
Peak Performance.
Gives us a week to eat donuts.
Thank you, Joe.
So on Fridays, we just eat fruit. Thanks, Joe. Hey, you know what? I've got other comments
Let's
in
get
here
some
saying
serious
one.
Down to some,
well,
yeah.
It's not serious. We're not serious. It's Friday. Jamie was surprised that I listened to rap. I just told him, you don't know the exact rap I listened to. You know, it's that, it's the Warrior song. So, and that's rap.
Let's talk about our new guest that's sitting here.
Jamie
this morning.
Garzell. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me on.
You know, Jamie is, you're saying, gosh, I've heard that name someplace before. If you saw her, you know, you'd recognize her. Jamie has been an advocate and a very articulate spokesman, person, I should say, for the cannabis industry.
Thank you. In
the state of California. And, in fact, owns the only state-regulated store in Redding, right here. So
what does that mean when they say state regulated? Just kind of before we got a couple minutes before we're going to the break, and we'll get into the meat and potatoes of it.
Sure.
State regulated cannabis store. What does that mean?
So that's an important question, and I'll just kind of lay the framework for those of you that may not be aware of the how California handled the whole cannabis industry and cannabis issue. So, you know, we were the first state to authorize cannabis for medical use going way back to 1996, and that was Prop 215. And part of what Prop 215 called for was for the state to develop a system of safe, affordable distribution. And for 19 years, the state ignored that requirement in the initiative in Prop 215. And it wasn't until the legislative session of 2015 when we got some new state legislators, and this industry had finally gained momentum towards legitimacy, that we as a state looked at regulating, putting in place a regulated system of distribution for cannabis in the state of California. And it took some time, and we're regulation today, 3 years after the legislature tackled this. And then, you know, of course, in the middle, we had Prop 64, which was the legalization initiative. But it means that now the state has its hands in every aspect of this industry and is regulating it from essentially seed to sale. So we're looking at regulation on the cultivation side, on the production side, manufacturing, distribution, all the way down to retail and everything in between. So that's what that means. And California has done that in a very different way than other states. We can get into that if that's something you're interested in talking about. But that's what that means.
All right, because I'm curious as to there was a period of time, like maybe not too long ago, five years ago, we had dispensaries.
Yes.
That were pretty much maybe 10 of them right here in Redding area.
Mm-hmm.
And then was it city council or there was a state? Something changed with the law and all of a sudden they went bye-bye.
Yeah, and so that what was happening really, and so, you know, my store, 530 Cannabis up in Shasta Lake, opened in 2009. And right, you know, shortly thereafter, we saw some stores opening in Redding, and this was happening throughout the state. But without a statewide regulatory framework, what you had was you had the local jurisdictions, so either city councils or boards of supervisors being tasked with being the regulatory agency. And that's you know, above their pay grade. They should be regulating it locally, but they were trying to do so in absence of any state support, any state framework. And so when we would have case law that changed, because cases are being ruled on all the time, and that mm-hmm. changes the law,
sure.
Case law versus statutory law. And so that happened, and there was something that it was a PAC versus Long Beach was the case that kind of tipped the scales for Redding, and the city attorney at the time felt that they wanted to change their mind and close the stores, and it was kind of a mess for a long time. But that was what we saw, is that, you know, without, in absence of a statewide system, in absence of state authority, there were not very many bright lines between.
Yeah, 55 counties, yeah. 55 different
exactly.
ways of looking at it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you could get in trouble literally from driving from one county to another. I mean, mm-hmm. theoretically, you could.
Yes.
Where one county was accepting,
yes.
And the other one wasn't.
And yeah. So with regulation, we now have very, very bright lines between what is state-licensed, state-sanctioned activity, mm-hmm. and illicit operators.
Okay, and that's where we'll take a break then, so we can come back and discuss this. You know,
that's clear.
I think it is that you've got to have you're under strict guidelines. The state's coming in and looking at you. The city's coming in and looking at you. The county, I guess, could come in and look at you. I mean, you've got probably as many visitors as we did.
You probably have some undercover people too. I know. Okay, I want
sure.
to see how you're running
absolutely.
Your business.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're here again with Jamie Garzo from the Synergy in Synergy. What is the title you like to use?
So the name of the store is simply Synergy,
okay.
and our kind of tagline that we're adding to that is Redding's first state-licensed cannabis retailer.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, located at 1822 Benaventura Boulevard. You know, your local State Farm agent since 1986. His team. And he has a team working with him. They have over 50 years of combined experience, and they're available 24/7 because they know life doesn't always happen Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. They also support many of the youth and veteran organizations here. They care about our community. Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance. We'll be right back with Jamie and Linda and Carl and Sue right after these messages. It's 23 minutes after the hour, 37 degrees going up to 53 today on the 14th of December.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time? time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Rakar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Rakar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Good morning. Welcome back. Can you turn me up just
a
little bit?
There we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Turn us up a little bit more there, sweetie. You know, when the thing is like such like a dance here with the, you know, when you're doing the working the board and keeping all of the levels. And it's a dance in the sense that you have to do it differently maybe each time because my ears are going out.
Well, calls come in.
Little calls are coming in and all that kind of.
And then we have people walk in, and one of which is we want to bring to your attention quickly that Reads Across America is tomorrow. That's December 15th, and it's going to be at 12 sharp at the Igo Cemetery. So, of course, you know, it's really wonderful. If you've never been, there's a short ceremony.
It's 11 o'clock.
Beautiful. And then at 12 o'clock, you will pick up a wreath that they have there, they provide for you, and you will put a wreath on a veteran's graveside. And
I tell you what, if you've not done it, it is absolutely
very ceremonial.
It's going to start tomorrow at 11, but you want to get there early. They're going to have the posting of the colors, the pledge, national anthem, invocation. Kim Chamberlain, who is very much loved by all veterans, will be the guest speaker. Benediction, and then the return of the colors, and then how to put the wreath on. If you have not been under, take your kids, take your grandkids, just you go out there. And they've got a lot of grave sites out there now. And every one of them gets a wreath.
Everyone.
It's a beautiful ceremony. Hey, we're here with Jamie Garzol, who is the owner of Synergy, the only state regulated approved cannabis facility in Reading. And we're talking about how this started and how everybody had their own rules. It was the Wild West. So, and then now that the rules are pretty clear and the inspections that I'm sure are just everywhere coming down on it. And then the city voted to have up to what, 3, 5, 10? Okay, said
they granted approval to six.
Six. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have one up in the city of Shasta Lake.
Yes.
Okay. And so, but you've got the only one right now in Reading.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to the phones. There's some questions here. Officer Joe, do you have a question for Jamie?
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, here we are saying that pot's great for our community, and we have this person on talking about her business. Historically, her funds came from an illegal source. I wonder if this person would go through a forensic audit to allow us as law enforcement to go in and look at her past history to see where her money came from. I also think it's very important to highlight that she is already petitioning to have the tax reduced and would like to see perhaps the ordinance overturned in the county. This week, Carl, Centennial Institute put out a report from Colorado. It was done by a third-party research firm, nonpartisan research firm, and it shows that now the yearly cost for marijuana users is costing us as taxpayers $2,200 for a heavy user, $1,250 for a moderate user, $650 for a light user. When I see our DUI that I have to deal with now monthly in our county, and we have offenders that are coming through exponentially higher, 50% probably now are using marijuana and alcohol, and they come through and they can't even pass a drug test on the day they're going to go through probation class. It tells me that we have a problem that's unaddressed in our community. And so supporting businesses such as Ms. Garzon, I appreciate her trying to become legal. It's only going to create more harm for our community. She knows it as well as I. You can put all the fancy talk you want on it, but this is harming our community directly. I'll be happy to listen to you off, and I appreciate you taking my comments.
Sure, sure, Joe. All right. Thank you.
So, you know, I appreciate your comments. I can address any or all of them. But I'm going to disagree on several points. First of all, I disagree that this is harming our community. Also disagree strongly that any source of my revenue comes from illegal sources. Everything has always come from state-sanctioned, state-authorized commerce. And so as far as an audit, I mean, I have been audited by the IRS, and, yeah, it was fine. So I have nothing to hide, and if the city wants to come in and look at my books, they're entitled to do that, and that's completely fine with me. But you said some pretty strong words about illegal sources, and that's something that I simply, you know, disagree with. As far as reducing the taxes, yes, that is something that I have talked to city officials about. And what I'm looking for, and what I will be requesting, is that we look at a fair tax rate that is balanced with all operators at the same level. So if you're being taxed on the gross receipts, it shouldn't matter if you are a retailer, distributor, or manufacturer. It should be a flat percentage across the board. And the way it is now, the city is set up to tax their distributors, for example, at 3% and their retailers at 5%. And to me, this is imbalanced. Part of the reason I think that is that as a wholesaler, you have the opportunity to engage the whole state as your market. So you potentially can be a much larger operator, much larger volume, and you are not bound by regional parameters. Where a retailer, you are bound by your local population. So what we're setting up for is the city to be taxing its smallest operator, the retailers who are the most limited in their potential source of revenue, at the highest amount. So I would like to see a little bit more balance across the board. I'm supportive of the tax. I think 5% is too high. I would like to see it closer to 3. And
What if they changed the distributors to 5%?
Well, of course, you know, that's I'm sure the direction that they would like to go. But sure. what I've you know, argued with the city of, I shouldn't say argued, what I've proposed to the city of Shasta Lake, which is at 6%, and what I've also presented to some city officials in Redding, is that the 5 and 6% range is sustainable when you don't have any other taxes on the supply chain. So when Shasta Lake implemented their tax in 2014, there were no other taxes. In 2018, we have taxes on the cultivator, we have taxes on the manufacturer, we have taxes on the consumer. And so we cannot keep taxing and taxing and taxing this industry. What we know from other states is that when we do this, we divert to the illicit market. And that's something that, you know, I'm sure Officer Joe would not want to promote either.
And that's what I've also heard, is that when you get it up to a certain amount, people that are buying it, you know, some will say, oh, okay, it's legal and I'll pay this. Other people will go, well, I can pay half of this,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to go to an illicit source.
And, you know, something that I think we should talk about or at least mention is the fact that despite legalization and despite the fact that we do have a very robust and very rigorous statewide system and local process, we still have an equally robust illicit market in the state. So there is another avenue for customers to go to. And until the state really starts to crack down on those illicit operators, and of course they need revenue to do that, it's going to be a problem.
Are you talking about people like are selling, you know, selling it, driving it over in their car to your house, those kind of things, the illegals like that? Or are you talking about like larger groups?
So I'm actually talking about somewhere in the middle. And so what has happened is the state made it very difficult to become legitimate.
Right.
And we have a lot of production happening in this state. And then on top of that, we have Prop 64, which reduced many of the penalties associated with cannabis
sure.
cultivation, movement, commerce. And so we have a lot of operators that are kind of left in the gray area. And I think there's the assumption that, well, it's no longer a crime to engage in sales. It's no longer a crime to engage in illicit cultivation. So I'm just going to keep on keeping on. And what we're seeing throughout the state, and this is happening in Redding and in Shasta County, these unauthorized, unpermitted pop-up events, kind of farmers market style events. They're usually 1 or 2 day events. They are underground. Most operators use social media to advertise them. The state is aware. Local officials are aware of this. But until somebody comes along and starts enforcing something big like tax evasion, these are going to keep happening. And when you have these illicit farmers market type events happening, you're diverting customer sales. You are taking revenue from the state of California.
So you've got to enforce you've got to go after the illegals. Illegal sales. If we're going to get any, if you're going to see money coming in from legal,
correct, and it's not just
because of the cost of the taxes and everything, you've got to drive people to stores where it is legal. Otherwise, it's just going to fail.
Exactly, everything fails at that point. And it's not just, you know, when you think about illicit or illegal, I think most people want to conjure up the image of the cartel grows, and certainly that is another issue. But that is not as prolific as the other kind of gray market events that we're seeing throughout the state of California.
Joe Backyard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're here with Jamie Garzo from Synergy, our cannabis business here in town, our only cannabis, legal cannabis. We got other questions, too, and we're going to take a break now. But this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just started that new program with the county with 21 beds for 5150s, people in danger of harming themselves or harming others. Plus the finishing in the top 50 of all the hospitals in the United States when it comes to cardiac procedures and cardiac care. All is the Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back with Jamie Garzo. It's 8:31 in the morning, 37 degrees.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies.
When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, an LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Reading's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday. It's currently 37 degrees. Our highs today will be 53 and 42, and we're expecting rain throughout the weekend. Hey, I just got this email letting information to let campfires survivors in Shasta County know that we're having an event tomorrow. There will be a community meeting for campfire survivors in Reading. That's the 14th.
That's today.
I know. It's a Saturday, the 14th. Okay. Enterprise High School, Churn Creek Road in Reading. Representatives from Cal OES, FEMA, SBA, and Butte County will give brief presentations and then answer questions.
It's tomorrow. If it's tomorrow, Saturday, it's the 15th. High School.
Okay. FEMA what staff time? Will be available to register survivors and do status checks.
Okay. What time?
Let me check this out. 10 o'clock a.m. Enterprise High School.
Enterprise High School.
Yeah,
okay.
Enterprise High School. Hey. And by the way, we do have two tickets left. I want to make sure you get these. That's for Cascade Theater. Sunday night, it's a Christmas story. It's not a play. It's the movie. And it's really fun because they do a Christmas movie every year. So I'm going to give two tickets away to our first caller, and there'll be music in front of that. I'm going to be it'll be Ladybot and the Bluebirds, which will be fun, and then an ugly sweater contest. So the party's at 6. We'd love to have you there. The movie starts at 7:30. So give us a call for those two free tickets.
I had my feelings hurt last year. So.
You did?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Well, I went in there, and I won the ugly sweater contest, and I wasn't even entered. Let's go to the phones. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
We are. You're on the air.
Yes.
Do you have a question?
Yeah. Well, I just want to clear up one thing. At in the city of Reading, at one time had 42 pot shops.
Uh-huh.
So we know the numbers. And then my questions for Jamie are, how do you respond to reports and data showing the increase in youth use with legalization? How do you deal with the increase in DUIs? And how can you justify that for every dollar in tax revenue earned, it can cost the taxpayers $4.50 to mitigate the effects of pot legalization? And lastly, the pot industry pushed by people like you on your agenda with the promise of dollars, we're going to increase our community dollars, we're going to reduce the black market, and we're going to have money for schools and prevention. And none of that is true.
Thank you for your comments, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Yeah, so, you know, There's no question that driving while under cannabis or any other substance is a problem, and there's conflicting studies that show both sides. I've seen studies out of some of the states that have been doing this longer than California, where they show decrease in DUIs, they show decrease in access to children using cannabis. And then I see reports that show the exact opposite. So we're getting a lot of conflicting studies, and it's really a problem. I wish we had some unbiased reports, but we just don't. Everything, all the studies that have been done are very, very biased. And as far as Prop 64, the legalization initiative, for those of you that are not aware, believe it or not, I was actually on the opposition campaign for Prop 64 because I didn't agree with how the money was spent and how they were distributing the tax revenue. Actually, there's many reasons why I was against Prop 64, but I was on the opposition campaign. And so, you know, I would have liked to have seen California wait and regulate the medical market that we established back in 1996 before we jump into legalization. That would have been what I had wanted. But I believe in the process. I believe in the will of the people, and the California voters chose something different. So this is where we are today. And of the tax revenue that Prop 64 is generating, some of that does go to youth prevention programs. Some of that does go to the CHP so that they can develop a roadside impairment test to start developing a per se for THC in our systems. But the problem that, you know, with the revenue not coming in that Kathy mentions, we are still regulating this industry. The state has not started issuing their full licenses. So the revenue that they are expecting to come in part from the license fees, which my two licenses will be somewhere between $20,000 and $64,000 a piece. The state is not collecting that revenue from any operator just yet. So there's some challenges with the revenue not coming in, yes. But I don't think we can say at this point that the system has failed and that it won't eventually come in. We're still building this system. We're still building this industry and this framework, and it's going to take some time. It's going to take years before the revenue does start to come in. The state is – we have three separate regulatory agencies tackling this, and they're spending a lot of revenue. They're spending a lot of money. So that will take the biggest cut off the top to reimburse their costs. I'm not saying that this is right. I'm just saying that this is how it is.
Well, you know what? And Kathy, thanks for the questions. And I know you're concerned. You know, we're all concerned about the kids. You know, the kids, we don't want the kids to have access, easy access to any drug. Right now, it appears they have easy access to marijuana. Easier than it was alcohol, according to parents of their kids in school, high school here. And maybe this is one of the ways of getting it under control. I understand that you're saying, well, guys, now we're saying it's okay, so now they're going to try it more and this. I think the bottom line on this is that it's here. Now, how do we get our arms around it? How do we try to control it? And I was not for this. But once it became the law and once it was adopted, you know what? At a certain point, you say, okay, look, I don't agree with it, but now I'm going to, you know, and now I need to work with it to see how we can best utilize the assets we have to fight it. Fight, you know, the kids getting illicit drugs or alcohol or tobacco.
So, you know, Carl, you mentioned the fact that this is here, and I would even go a step further, and I would say that, you know, before Reading allowed me to open, before they started this conversation last year, cannabis was here. It's been here.
Oh, yeah.
Forever. And it,
the
it
Emerald
will,
Triangle.
It will be here even if the city changes their mind and wants to close their stores again. So I think we need to look at some of the positive things that do come with regulation. And it's easy to point at a lot of the negatives, but let's talk about some of the positives. So, for example, one of the requirements that is part of the statewide regulatory system is that all of the products that are sold, every single cannabis product that is sold in the state of California, has to be packaged in tamper-resistant, child-proof packaging. So that means that when it leaves my store, it is contained in a package either provided by the producer or provided by me, the retailer, in something that is not accessible by children. And that was an important part of Prop 64. That was something that I did agree with. It's important that we have tamper-resistant. It's important that we have testing requirements so the consumer knows that they're getting safe products. So these are some of the positives that we get with regulation.
If I could just jump in here, is that the reason that this testing is so important is marijuana that your parents used is so different than the stuff today. And you've got designer marijuana almost, where, you know, it's got huge levels of THC. And in fact, in Colorado, they wouldn't sell it to tourists. They would have a tourist level, from what I understand, because it was too strong for tourists rolling in there. This is really important that it's tested, because some people can really have severe reactions.
It is. And, you know, I think going back to what you mentioned about Colorado and the different levels of THC in the products, something that California did as well is they put a potency cap on the edible products. So per package, all of the edibles are limited to 100 milligrams of THC per package. If you don't use cannabis, that
Which
might not
means,
mean...
that means nothing
yeah,
to
that
me.
Means nothing
right.
to you. But so. It's California's effort to reduce overconsumption.
Okay.
But the other piece of that has to be outreach and education. So something that we will see as we go forward and as the state really gets their arms around this industry... public outreach campaigns by the California Department of Public Health, who's in charge of regulating manufacturers, mm-hmm. California Department of Food and Agriculture, who's in charge of regulating cultivators, the Bureau of Cannabis Control, who's in charge of regulating myself and distributors and labs. So there has to be a component of public outreach. And how do we message to the entire state, the entire statewide community, the importance of keeping this away from kids, the importance of not getting behind the wheel of any vehicle if you've consumed cannabis. So there's more coming. There's a lot more to do, but this is going to take everybody's effort.
Well, we need to take a break right now. But here's the other thing too, is cannabis it's harder. It's harder for police. It becomes almost subjective. Now they take classes on looking at it and things. But the other thing too, it's in your system, and you take a blood test. You may not have used it for a week. So we've got to take a break now on that
problem.
And when we come back, we'll talk about it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, better-known business that gives the best haircuts in the world. Man's last stronghold. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back with Jamie Garzel.
Full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Sunday, December 16th, KCNR will be off the air from approximately 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. in order to transition over to our new studio. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Greetings, this is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. For myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Oh yeah, love this guy. He's my guy. Hey, Janice. You know, you won those two tickets to A Christmas Story for Sunday night, but I didn't get your phone number. You need to come by and get them at the studio this morning, 1326 Market Street. They will not be at Will Call. They will only be at the station here. So
come on,
come by and get them this morning, 1326 Market Street. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Hey, we're here with Jamie Garzo, and who is the owner of Synergy, the only state-regulated cannabis establishment here in Reading. Time is 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 37 degrees, going up to 53 today. The weather report's, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to be raining this afternoon, this evening, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be that kind of rain, though. Hopefully it's not that hard where it washes everything into Whiskeytown. Jamie, thanks so much for being with us today. I know you got to run in about 5 minutes for your having another meeting someplace. It's here where, you know, we're the state of California is okay. We've already talked about it. We know there's people that are opposed. They're going to stay opposed, but it's here. So what do you see as the advantages of having two or three well-regulated facilities in a town like this?
Sure. So, you know, I think there's definitely the economic benefits. So, for example, the building that I took over, which is there's two buildings. It's down on Hempstead Drive. Those were standing vacant for close to a year, I believe, before mm-hmm. we moved in. So, Now they're full, and that property owner is getting the benefit of having income generated off of her buildings. The same is true for the other locations that have been vacant. I have a staff of 18, so I'm now employing 18 more people than were employed in Reading before I opened. We have the tax revenue that the city is going to start collecting, as currently set at 5%. So that is going to start coming in, and I see plenty of economic benefits to bringing this industry into the city of Reading. Yes, I'm well aware that there's plenty of people that do not share that opinion, but I look at my facility, I look at the economic benefits that we see every single day, and I think that that's a good thing. There, you know, one of the challenges we were talking about offline was the driving, and the fact that there is no per se, like with alcohol, we have 0.08.
It's very subjective.
It is, and we don't have any scientific method to measure. This is not a California problem. This is a global problem.
Right.
The science is not established anywhere that we as a global community have figured out how to measure cannabis in your system to distinguish between exposure and impairment, because those are two different things when you're talking about cannabis. You could have been exposed 2 weeks ago. Clearly, you're not impaired, but you will still show a positive
test
result.
On a test.
So we need that. We need science to catch up with what the will of the voters have passed and help us. Some of the revenue will go back to CHP to help them with that problem, but it's going to take some time. And all we can do in the meantime is do some roadside impairment testing and... But that's imperfect. Again, like you said, it's highly subjective.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you know, it's funny that the and you've got to run here. I know in a second. You want to be part of this community. I know that you all. And I'm just going to say this is you know, your people came in and brought a whole load of toys in for Toys for Tots. And, you know, maybe you don't agree with this business. Some people don't agree with bars. Some people probably don't agree with us. That we should be in business. But the thing is you've told me and you've told Linda that you want to be part of our community. So, and that's what you're trying to do.
Exactly. And, you know, I believe in what I do. I am obviously very passionate about it. And I recognize the fact that there are people that are equally passionate on the other side of the issue.
Sure.
And I respect their opinions. I don't always agree with them and we're going to disagree on plenty of things, but I respect their commitment to what they believe in, and I just since we have been granted permission to open, we are going to do everything we can to be a positive force in this community.
Okay, I think we can close on that one because I know, like I said, you have to run. You got to be someplace across town. Okay, Jamie
Garzo
of Synergy, our only state approved and local approved cannabis facility in Reading.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Jamie.
And
thank you so
talk
much.
About what, thanks a lot. Be safe. So let's talk about what we have going on here with the next 5 minutes of our show, the last 5 minutes of our show before we close on this Friday and we head out for the weekend.
Reach Across America.
Reach Across America on Saturday.
And that's tomorrow. That's at 11 o'clock. And be there a little bit early. So
and we have that
and I think
meeting,
that's a great
FEMA
idea.
Meeting.
The what?
The FEMA meeting.
The FEMA meeting tomorrow at Shasta. We have, at Enterprise High School
at
10 o'clock. We also have the...
tonight is the concert.
The mariachi, and we've given away tickets for that.
That'll be
Sunday.
Fun.
I think Sunday's going to be fun.
And Janice, I do need you to come by Pat Tuchlin to get those two tickets for A Christmas Story. Now, it's not a play. It's the movie at the Cascade. And, you know, I just encourage everybody. That's a fun night. They do a crazy, ugly sweater. They have popcorn. It's really fun. Bring the kids. It's a great night. Really inexpensive to get in. And you're just going to see the movie
and
on
Ralphie,
the big screen.
Ralphie does not get his eye put out by the Red Ryder BB gun. You know, other things, too, is, you know, it's kind of funny. We have Terry Oxley in here, who's a minister on the church. And talking about the meaning of Christmas and how you can go to church, it doesn't mean you're a Christian, but how you have to, you know, you accept Jesus Christ and how, you know, how much he enjoys the season. And that kind of surprised me a little bit because it is, you know, the season gets to be very, what's the word I'm looking for? Commercial.
Commercial, yes.
It gets very commercial. And yet you've got to be able to see through that. You know, and go beyond that.
And
so much.
How many people feel that anxiety, like, oh my God, we've got like 10 days left, and there's this. Oh, did I forget that? I mean, I know this weekend we're
That's
late
you,
at sending
honey.
Out our Christmas cards, but we are going to send out Christmas
some,
cards.
Some of,
it's
may,
our thing.
Some of them may be handed to you, Sue.
Well, you know what? Right. We got probably 10% of the Christmas cards we've gotten in the last 2 years because people are not spending the money on the stamps. They're not spending money on the cards, because I know for my parents.
Maybe it's because we didn't return their cards.
No, we did, absolutely. We sent them out every year.
We put a lot of cards out.
My point is that people are cutting back on, so they're doing digital, or they're doing something different. I know, and I just love the whole, I love the Christmas. There's traditions that I love. It doesn't mean that, what I'm saying is that this is not way. For you, but this is for me. And so I'm just noticing that this year we've got about 50% less than we usually
so far,
have gotten.
So far, this could be a huge, like us. Everybody's behind the power curve. They're going to be having them all mailed out this weekend, and next week we get inundated with. We won't even have room.
Because we're doing ours this weekend.
And, of course, my sister sends us always the Spiro honey baked ham. And we
you
have
got
never,
honey, though, today.
We never tell her that we're both allergic to ham. And no, I'm just kidding. No, and then my brother Steve sent us. He sent honey that's supposed to be good for you, you know, health
for your joints, yeah,
you know, and all that stuff.
That's
you
all
know,
good stuff.
You know what? He believes that.
And last night we attended the Seroptimus Christmas party, and it was so lovely. And we just thank
because
Glory.
They help women and all this.
Yeah, and
Glory,
Jennifer's joined Seroptimus, and it's just, you know, they have a beautiful smile campaign, and they do so many wonderful things to help women in developing their lives. So congratulations on that. We're very happy to be part of that event last night.
So, and let's see what else. Because it's going to be raining, even though it's raining, and if it's going to be raining Sunday or tomorrow, I don't care. Just put on your raincoat, bring an umbrella, bring on your waterproof hat, and head on out to IGO. And go on out there and help place wreaths around on the cemetery. If you haven't done it before, you will find out that it gives you a certain feeling that you probably haven't had, where you go up and you lay this wreath in front of somebody you don't know, but realizing that they were a veteran, veteran of World War I, World War II, Korea, of the war on terror, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan. They're from all over, and it's kind of an honor for that. So, everybody have a great weekend, and remember that it's the good guys against the bad guys. And we're getting ready to go.
Is that a call for us to go on the air? Okay. We'll talk to you all later. Have a beautiful weekend.
Have a
weekend.
Beautiful weekend.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me. Back down, gonna stand my ground, won't be